This is Scott Olin with the Asheville FM News Hour, and I have here in the studio with me Sunshine Pugh, and Sunshine is a student at Odyssey. Welcome to Asheville FM.
Thank you, Scott. I'm happy to be here.
You have an event that you're working on that's coming up pretty soon. You want to tell us about it? First of all, start with the intent of the event.
I'd love to. So me and a group of my classmates had a period at school where we're allowed to create a project of our choice, and we decided to create something focused on a social justice topic that we felt was important. So we chose body positivity and body image, and then we created a body of artwork to focused on that point, and we're having an event to show off our work and talk a little bit about it. We created mixed media collage on old or thrifted jackets with statements and images focused on body positivity.
Well, I'm really glad you're doing that, Sunshine. With all the advertisement and everything that goes out, the whole social perspective is so, skewed by this, multi-million dollar industry that is trying to make everybody feel that they should look a certain way. Is that what you're kind of partly in response to that? And then also maybe things that are happening at school?
Yes, we definitely wanted to address beauty standards and sort of work to promote through our artwork the beauty of diversity, inclusivity, and just a wider range of what is considered beautiful. And that's what we wanted to focus on, specifically the body positivity aspect as opposed to the negativity through the media. We wanted to move away from focusing on diet culture or harmful practices and promote positivity for everyone and anyone who wants that. I mean, I suppose everyone wants it.
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone wants to be appreciated, and none of us really get to choose out what we look like when we're born.
Yes.
Yeah. In your studies, have you been looking at other cultures and the way that other cultures see the human image?
Yes, there was definitely. I personally, unrelated to this project, recently wrote a essay on body image and body positivity, and I stumbled across an interesting article. I cannot remember the country that it was about off the top of my head, but it was a smaller island country where plumper was considered their norm, and skinnier people were often made fun of in their culture because they weren't full and mm-hmm. and they didn't have enough food because it was that was the priority there. And when television was introduced, the entire population of teenage girls pretty much decided that they were fat and they developed eating disorders. And pretty sure this is a New York Times article if you want to look it up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I thought that was just super unfortunate. And because they saw this in media or what's on television, they saw this skinnier ideal and they were like, well, I'm not that, even despite their whole life being told that something else was normal.
Well, being skinny is normal for a few people, but certainly not the majority of us.
Yeah, there's certainly an average, and there's nothing wrong with being skinny either, but
no,
it's just what is important is being healthy, and that's what we want to bring to the light and focus on.
And feeling good about yourself.
Yes.
Well, I really appreciate that you're doing this work. Tell us some more about the artwork. You're using recycled, repurposed jackets, is that?
Yeah, so we wanted to make something. This was about body image, so we're like, why don't we make something that you can wear and have on your body? So we all brought in either old jackets that we had and wanted to do something to, or a few people who didn't have something already that they wanted to build off of went to Goodwill and got some thrifted jackets. And then we painted on them, we sewed on flowers and beads and painted on slogans. Some people used markers or whatever we had available, and we just created artworks onto these jackets so they can be worn at the event, which I'll talk about. Should I talk about now when it is?
Well, no, let's wait. Okay. Go ahead and tell me some more about what you're saying there.
So they can be worn and they'll be modeled at the event, and we're going to show them off in that way. Probably have them hanging up, and yeah.
So this is, and how many people there? It was a class, you and several other students?
It was me and a group of my fellow students, Rose, Zaya, Penelope, Jonah, Iris, Jess, and our social studies teacher, Hadley. We all created at least one jacket, and then a few of us created some extras because we had extra time, or we finished ours earlier.
Okay, so now let's talk about the event. Is that Sly Grog, you say?
Yes. Sly Grog happily donated their event, or their event space. The event is coming up on February 1st. It's a Saturday, and it'll be from 3 to 6, kind of before the actual bar opens. But the bar will still be open, but before their whole event space normally opens. And we're going to get up on stage, talk a little bit about our message. We're going to answer some individual questions and talk a little bit more about our process and show off our artwork. And we'll either do like a fashion show kind of thing, or we'll just have people come up individually and show off what they made. And then we'll hopefully get to walk through the crowd and have people see it up close and interact with it more.
Well, that sounds really exciting. So it's not just the jackets, so we'll be able to see the jackets, but we'll also be getting to engage with those of you who created the jackets. And
yes.
And again, what time was this?
This is February 1st from 3 to 6 p.m. at Sly Grog.
And can you tell me where Sly Grog is?
It's on that road. When you're coming out of Montford over the bridge, there are those big, tall hotels, and it's on that road. I don't know what it's called. I don't drive. I don't need to know the names of the roads.
I think that's called Haywood. Haywood
Street. Is it Haywood Street?
Is that over there by...
We're on Haywood Road. That's long.
Yeah.
271 Haywood Street, Asheville, North Carolina. That's,
okay.
That's where it is.
Yeah. I've never actually been in there before.
It was a really interesting space. Mm-hmm. It was actually... I contacted them through their email on their website, and turns out I know one of the co-owners, Susie. She's a lovely person, and she was like so excited to host this event for us. And it's a really cool space. There's like a bunch of games set up in there, and they have a bunch of cool artwork up there already.
They already have some artwork that's done by local artists?
Like, I'm not sure if it's local. It's more so like they got a lot of like stuffed animals stacked up, and it's like really, it's very strange. Maybe not everyone would like it. I thought it was really cool because I'm very into collage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely just an assemblage of lots of weird things.
What is your interest? While I have you here, are you looking at art? Is something that you want to do a lot of in your life?
Yes, for sure. I'm a senior, so I'll be mm-hmm. moving on to college soon. I'm looking at becoming an art teacher.
Are you really?
Yes. So this was a project I was really excited about.
Well, how exciting. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming and telling us about this. Is there a name for the event?
It doesn't have a name as of now, but I would probably name it like body positivity. What's that? It doesn't have a name. It's just
doesn't have to have a name. Well, thank you so much for coming and telling us about it. So, Sly Grog, Saturday, February
1st
at
3 to 6.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you coming in and telling everybody about it. And I really appreciate you taking on a topic, a subject that is really important in a very personal way to people. I know that my own body image has changed over the years. And it's hard when the way that you look changes or just is what it is, and all of a sudden people are kind of judging you around your body image instead of what's in your heart and in your mind. So I think that's something that you're going to address here, and I really appreciate you for that.
Thank you so much, Scott. Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.